Southwark News, Thursday, November 28th, 2013. Tessa to stand down as MP, but will she run for London Mayor? Politician to think hard about offering herself as candidate. Tessa Jowell, who has announced that she will be stepping down as an MP at the next general election, sidestepped questions from the news this week on whether she'll stand as the Mayor of London in 2016. The Dulwich and West Norwood MP, who has held her seat for over two decades, said it was too early for anyone to be declaring themselves ahead of the elections, amid mounting speculation that she would be a clear favourite within the Labour Party. In a statement to the news, she said, "It is really too early for anyone to be declaring themselves ahead of the local elections next year and the general election in 2015. I love London and, of course, when the time comes, will think hard about whether I should offer myself as a candidate." When asked if she would rule herself out of the race to become mayor, her office said the MP would offer no further comments. Since she made the announcement on her retirement from Parliament on Thursday, proclaiming it was the hardest personal decision she'd ever made, it has been reported that the 66-year-old is widely tipped and encouraged to be the Labour candidate for London Mayor. The news announced in August that rumours had begun over whether the long-standing MP would quit Parliament. Ms. Jowell said that her local priorities in the remaining 18 months as an MP would be to ensure that there was a firm commitment to building a health centre on the Dulwich Hospital site, as well as a primary school and affordable housing. And she would help to ensure that Herne Hill traders got back on their feet again following the devastating flooding and bolstering confidence in the area. Before her career as a politician, Ms. Jowell worked as a mental health social worker at the Maudsley Hospital. She was instrumental in bringing the Olympics to London last year, which she secured during her role as Olympics Minister and remained involved in the sporting spectacle as Shadow Minister when Labour left office. The 66-year-old said her greatest challenge as MP was protecting police, council and health services from the savage scale of Tory-led cuts. "Perhaps what I'm most proud of is that we now have local schools like the Charter and Elm Green, which are schools of choice for many more local families," she said. "In 1992, the state primary schools were generally of high quality, but the standard in local secondary schools had been neglected for many years and were simply not good enough." She will begin a four-month teaching role at the Harvard School of Public Health from autumn 2015.